Nolte, Chuck Todd falsely claims attack on Ronna McDaniel not ideological. By John Nolte on March 26, 2024. NBC News podcaster Chuck Todd falsely claimed that his McCarthyite attack on former RNC chief Ronna McDaniel is not political. The guy who spent years spreading the Russia collusion hoax before he was DEI'd out of his Meet the Press gig had a full-blown tantrum as a guest on Meet the Press on Sunday over NBC hiring McDaniel as a network contributor. Then the guy who never said a word about MSNBC giving Jen laptop denier Saki, Joy homophobe Reed, or Al Crown hides Sharpton their own shows is now falsely and laughably claiming his objection to McDaniel is not ideological. The issue isn't about ideology. It's about basic truth. Those trying to make this a left-right issue are being intentionally dishonest, Todd tweeted Monday. This is about whether honest journalists are supposed to lend their credibility to someone who intentionally tried to ruin ours. So the same guy who spent years and years lying to America with that insane conspiracy denying the results of the 2016 presidential election is now all about credibility and honesty? Todd said nothing when, night after night for years, his MSNBC colleague Rachel Maddow took her viewers down the unhinged rabbit hole of every Trump conspiracy theory that floated her way. Todd said nothing when his MSNBC colleague Joe Scarborough falsely claimed Trump would imprison and execute people if he wins the 2024 presidential campaign. We all know the truth. If Todd demanded that NBC management hold leftists to the same standard he's holding McDaniel to, MSNBC would have no staff. Hell, Todd would have to demand Chuck Todd be fired. Look at all these hoaxes. Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. The Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. MAGA assaulted Paul Pelosi hoax. COVID lab leak theory is racist hoax. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation hoax. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves hoax. COVID deaths are overcounted as a conspiracy theory hoax. Mass graves of Native children in Canada hoax. The Trump killed all the fish hoax. Hamas hospital hoax. John Fetterman is healthy hoax. If re-elected, Trump will execute people hoax. The Alpha Bank hoax. Libs of TikTok murdered non-binary teen hoax. The Aaron Rodgers Sandy Hook truther hoax. The bloodbath hoax. And how many of the blatant liars at NBC who spread those blatant lies has Chuck Todd railed against? Zero. Zip. Nada. Not one. Not ever. No how. No way. That would require integrity and moral courage. But the RNC lady is a bridge too far for a guy who questioned the 2016 election results even after special counsel Robert Mueller shot it down. There is not one Trump supporter at MSNBC. Not one. If Todd had even an ounce of journalistic credibility, he'd be protesting over that. And McDaniel isn't even a Trump supporter. She's a Reno squish. But Todd's McCarthyite quest for ideological purity can't even handle that. This is a good thing. As galling as it is to have a Chuck Todd spew audacious lies without a hint of shame, this is good. The more the corporate media bear their fascist, dishonest asses, the less power and influence they have over a public that has already tuned them out in droves. And that's a big part of this. Todd lost his influence to manipulate public opinion years ago. People stopped listening to him even before he was DEI'd off Meet the Press. A guy who could once push a narrative is now a eunuch doing podcasts. That must be humiliating, and like a bitter troll under a bridge, he's ready to lash out at anything. So, what better way to get into the news cycle again than to pick a fight with his own employer over a Republican hire? What better, and safer, way to feel influential again than to launch a Joe McCarthy-style crusade to get a Republican fired? Sure. The low-hanging fruit of taking out an unpopular colleague doesn't come close to Todd's glory days. But it's not nothing. His partisan bloodlust and craven need to feel influential are somewhat sated, and he's on TV again. Get a free autographed book plate if you purchase John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. Though this book cannot fairly be categorized as Christian fiction, it expresses Christian themes as surely as if it were, and more effectively. I marvel at Nolte's creative imagination and his facility for storytelling. David Limbaugh. After your purchase, email jmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.